Chapter 5. And that week there was heard a singing, and the white owl wondered why. And that week, yea, a voice was ringing, and forth from the casement were candles flinging radiance that fell on the deodar and lit up the path thereby. Could that song have a mocking note? Who shall unroll the years, oh? Could that song have a mocking note to the white owl's sense as it fell? Could that song have a mocking note as it trilled out warm from the singer's throat? And who was the mocker, and who the mocked, when who felt all was well? In a tedious trampling crowd yet later who shall bear the years, the years? In a tedious trampling crowd yet later, when silvery singings were dumb, in a crowd uncaring what time might fader, mid murks of night I stood to await her, and the twinging of iron wheels gave out the signal that she was come. She said with a travel-tired smile, who shall lift the years, oh? She said with a travel-tired smile, half scared by scene so strange. She said, outworn by mile on mile, the blurred lamp swanging her face the while, oh love, I am here, I am with you. Dot 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 ah, that there should have come a change. Oh the doom by someone spoken who shall unseal the years, the years. Oh the doom, that gave no token, when nothing of bale saw we. Oh the doom by someone spoken, oh the heart by someone broken, the heart whose sweet reverberances are all time leaves to me. January, February 1913. Sitting on the bridge, echo of an old song. Sitting on the bridge past the barracks, town and ridge, at once the spirit seized us to sing a song that pleased us as he fifth were much in rumor. It was Hillstime in the humor, take me, Paddy, will you now? And a lancer soon drew nigh, and his royal Irish eye said, willing, faith, am I, oh, to take you anyhow, dears, to take you anyhow. But, lo, Dad walking by, cried, what, you light heels? Fie! Is this the way you roam and mock the sunset gleam? And he marched us straightway home, though we said, we are only, Daddy, singing, will you take me, Paddy? Apostrophe well, we never saw from then, if we sang there anywhen, the soldier dear again, except at night in dream time, except at night in dream. Perhaps that soldier's fighting in a land that's far away, or he may be idly plighting some foreign hussy gay, or perhaps his bones are whiting in the wind to their decay. Dot 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 ah! Does he mind him, how the girls he saw that day on the bridge, were sitting singing at the time of curfew ringing, take me, Paddy, will you now, dear? Paddy, will you now? Gray's Bridge. The young church warden, when he lit the candles there, and the light fell on his hand, and it trembled as he scanned her and me, his vanquished stare hinted that his dream was done, and I saw he had begun to understand. When love's vial was unstrung, sore I wished the hand that shook had been mine, that shared her book, while that evening hymn was sung, his the victor's, as he lit candles, where he had bidden us sit with vanquished look. Now her dust lies listless there, his afar from tending hand, what avails the victory scanned? Does he smile from upper air? Ah, my friend, your dream is done, and 'tis you who have begun to understand. I travel as a phantom now, I travel as a phantom now, for people do not wish to see in flesh and blood so bare a bow as nature makes of me. And thus I visit bodiless strange gloomy households often at odds, and wonder if man's consciousness was a mistake of God's. And next I meet you, and I pause, and think that, if mistake it were, as some have said, oh then it was one that I well can bear. 1915. Lines to a movement in Mozart's E-flat symphony, show me again the time, when in the Junetide's prime we flew by meads and mountains northerly. Yea, to such freshness, fairness, fullness, fineness, freeness, love lures life on. Show me again the day, when from the sandy bay we looked together upon the pestered sea. Yea, to such surging, swaying, sighing, swelling, shrinking, love lures life on. Show me again the hour, when by the pinnacled tower we eyed each other and feared futurity. Yea, to such bodings, broodings, beatings, blanchings, blessings, love lures life on. Show me again just this. The moment of that kiss away from the prancing folk, by the strawberry tree. yea, to such rashness, raveness, rareness, ripeness, richness, love lures life on. Begun November 1898. In the 70s, Kuai Deridator Abamako Suo Sikadigo. Job. In the 70s I was bearing in my breast, pen tight, certain starry thoughts that threw a magic light on the work times and the soundless hours of rest in the 70s. I bore them in my breast pen tight. In the 70s when my neighbors, even my friends, saw me pass, heads were shaken, and I heard the words, alas, for his onward years and name unless he mend. In the 70s, when my neighbors and my friends saw me pass. In the 70s those who met me did not know of the vision that immuned me from the chillings of misprision and the damps that choked my goings to and fro in the 70s. Yea, those nodders did not know of the vision. In the 70s naught could darken or destroy it, locked in me, though as delicate as lamp worm's lucency. Neither mist nor murk could weaken or alloy it in the 70s. Could not darken or destroy it, locked in me. The pedigree. I bent in the deep of night over a pedigree the chronicler gave as mine. And as I bent there, half unrobed, the uncurtained panes of my window square let in the watery light of the moon in its old age. And green-roomed clouds were hurrying past, where mute and cold it globed like a drifting dolphin's eye seen through a lapping wave. Two, so, scanning my sire-sown tree, and the hieroglyphs of this spouse tied to that, with offspring mapped below in lineage, till the tangles troubled me, the branches seemed to twist into a seared and cynic face which winked and tokened towards the window like a mage enchanting me to gaze again thereat. 3. It was a mirror now, and in it a long perspective I could trace of my begetters, dwindling backward each past each all with a kindred look, whose names had since been inked down in their place on the recorder's book, generation and generation of my mien, and build, and brow. IV, and then did I divine that every heave, and coil and move I made within my brain, and in my mood and speech, was in the glass portrayed as long forestalled by their so making it, the first of them, the primest fugleman of my line, being fogged in far antiqueness past surmise and reason's reach. V, said I then, sunk in tone, a merest mimicker and counterfeit. Though thinking, I am I, and what I do myself alone. The cynic twist of the page thereat unknit back to its normal figure, having wrought its purport wry, the mage's mirror left the window square, and the stained moon and driftery took their places there. 1916. This art a woman's dream, at midnight, in the room where he lay dead whom in his life I had never clearly read, I thought if I could peer into that citadel his heart, I should at last know full, and well, what hereto had been known to him alone. Despite our long, sit out of years forflown, and if, I said, I do this for his memory's sake, it would not wound him, even if he could wake. So I bent over him. He seemed to smile with a calm confidence the whole long while that I, withdrawing his heart, held it, and, bit by bit, perused the unguessed things found written on it. It was inscribed like a terrestrial sphere with quaint vermiculations close and clear as graving. Had I known, would I have risked the stroke its reading brought, and my own heart nigh broke? Yes, there at last, eyes opened, did I see his whole sincere symmetric history. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.